Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Loie, who's joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
I'm so excited to have you here. Anybody who puts books in the hands of kids is top of my list.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
So you're doing something pretty cool. You're helping to provide free author visits for thousands of kids in schools in the Boston area. Can you talk about how you started this?
Absolutely. So my From an Idea to book series, which is an entrepreneurship book series that teaches kids all about how to turn an idea into a company. So my books feature From an Idea to Lego and From an Idea to Nike and From an Idea to Google. And you get the point. When my books first came out, I started to notice a trend that authors often go to communities that can afford to bring an author in and the kids can afford the books. And, you know, that makes financial sense. But I started to think, well, what am I doing here? Because my books are all about inspiring kids to think about their ideas and believe in their ideas. And often the people I write about don't come from anything. And so how can I get into these schools that can't afford an author visit and give back to those kids? And it happened to be that I bumped into the founder of a company called PLS soon after I was thinking about this. And PLS is a financial service company that has stores in lower income parts of cities. And we were talking about how we both wanted to give back to this type of person and community and school. And I created a giving back program with PLS as kind of my financial sponsor. And so how it works is I go into cities, we find schools, Title I schools that can't afford author visits or the books. I donate my author visit. I teach these kids all about entrepreneurship. I tell them stories about Disney and Nike and brands that they know and how they came to be. And then PLS purchases one of my books for every single student in the school and every single teacher in the school. And so we were so excited. We just came to Boston. We went to schools in Chelsea and Roxbury and Dorchester. We talked to over 1,000 students. Wow. We gave away over 1,000 books. It was absolutely amazing. We even had state representatives from the area join us, and they got to say hi to the kids. It was a great week.
If, like, somebody who wasn't involved in this visit has a Title I school out there and is interested in having you come back, is that something you would do? And if so, how would they find out about it?
So they can definitely reach out to me on my website, which is, you can just Google my name, Loie, L-O-W-E-Y. I know it's kind of a funny name. Or look up my books, From an Idea to books, and they can reach out. And it's really about finding a company like PLS. I know we've just done Boston, and we're heading to New York City in the spring to do more of these. And we've been to a lot of other cities too. But it's about finding a company that wants to help do exactly the same thing, get books in the hands, get these author visits in front of the kids. So they can reach out to me. Companies can also reach out to me, and we can kind of connect A to B and make this happen.
I've introduced my son to a podcast called Business Wars. It's very similar. It's how two companies started and competed with one another. And it allows him to see that a lot of these companies, like you said, these people started with an idea in their garage. And they built it into this thing that is incredible. Right. We watch Shark Tank, and it's the same way. You see somebody comes in with something that they invented in their attic space, and now they're selling $5 million worth of product.
It's never too early to start thinking that way.
Right, and you have to learn that at a young age. I think a lot of time, at least for me in school, they never taught us how to be an entrepreneur or to think about business.
I went back to my high school for one of my reunions, and they had a whole think tank, Shark Tank incubator.
Yeah.
Where the choir room used to be.
Yeah, we didn't. You know what they had in my school? They taught you how to work a cash register.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? They taught you how to work, but they didn't tell you how to create and to think creatively to build a brand or to build a business. I love this so much.
Yeah.
So the website, just look up Lowey. It's L-O-W-E-Y, Lowey Bundy Sickle, like pickle.
Yep.
Right? L-O-W-E-Y-B-U-N-D-Y-S-I-C-H-O-L. Or if you just want to text us here in the studio, and we'll send you a link directly to her website. And now, Lowey, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be part of everything you guys do to get books into kids' hands and give back to schools and teachers, too. Teachers are the best.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing that with us.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to have you on. You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Whether you're trying to put books in the hands of kids, which we love, or you've got something going on in your personal life, maybe you got a new job or you're in a new relationship or you want to celebrate somebody who has accomplished something that is in your life, we want to hear about you in the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, you can call or text 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.